Goodness,
welcome
I'm
back
so
to
happy.
WMFO. We're so happy to have you back.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Eileen, and can't wait to hear about
Can
the new
Can I say
record.
One more thing?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So my last CD, Gotta Be Brave, with Spectrum of Colors, was on.
Yeah.
You can check it out on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, and you can like purchase a song, the CD, or stream it on Spotify, whatever. Gotta Be Brave. Check it out. Eileen, I-L-E-N-E. My last name is Springer, S-P-R-I-N-G-E-R. I have a music page, too, and a Facebook page. Thank you.
Okay. So anywhere you can find fine music, you will find Eileen's music. Thanks again, Eileen. Welcome back
All
to WMFO.
Great.
Yep. All right, everybody, hang on. We got to come back to the future. Back from a month ago, back to now. Thank you, Eileen.
Ooh.
I know.
It's kinda, nice to be back.
It's kind of pleasant,
present.
Isn't
yeah.
it? It is. So, yeah, that was nice to visit with Eileen. I always like talking to her. And I really enjoy, you know, the lyrics. They tell a nice story, and those songs just live in my head. They're earworms.
Yeah.
I like that.
And just the whole acoustic guitar. And it's that clean, pure sound that's perfect for a studio. And I know Jerusalem Road. I know that very well. Yeah, a friend of mine is staying at a beach house on Jerusalem Road,
yeah,
or just off it, all summer, working there. And I'm like, when is the party? When are we invited?
Mm-hmm.
Great area.
I get what you're doing there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so listen, I'm going to do something in like 31 seconds that most people can't even fathom. But I am going to play a PSA, and I'm going to do a top of the hour ID.
Hey, why not?
You won't believe it. It's 31 seconds. Yeah, here we go.
Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
I'm so horribly depressed now.
Is that real?
It's real.
I mean, I love the band Cake.
Yes, but I'm so sad now.
But, you know, there is a lot. I mean, most people I know who've played in bands, they do have hearing loss.
And what?
My hearing's not what it... I mean,
no, mine
know, we've
is
been
not.
To so many shows.
I know.
And when you think about it, you're in a am I ruining that 30-second thing, by the way?
No.
Okay.
No. Making it better.
Think about it. When you're in a club and you're listening to a band and you're yelling in someone's ear about, you know, isn't this a great song?
Mm-hmm.
If you were doing that with no music, think about how loud that is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why our hearing is kind of shot. And anyone who's in a band, if they don't use earplugs. But I didn't know that about Cake. That was
the worst part of that whole thing. He goes, it's all over now.
Yeah, that was kind of funny in a way.
In a way.
Funny but sad.
Yeah. Only funny to people like us.
That's true. Yes, I know. What's up with that?
10:03 in the morning. Very excited. New noise from If We Go At All, which is a band that is recorded by their friend and our friend, Fitzy from Bad Marriage, in his studio, Cujo. And really happy to say they're going to come in here and talk to us and play for us as well. But this is brand new from them. Great band. This is called From All Sides. New noise here at WMFO Medford.
Oh,
emotions competing. My head and my heart are yet to have their meeting. We'll build new bridges and we'll break down the wall. We'll be right back.
can't depend on your family. You can't depend on your friends. You can't depend on a beginning. You can't depend on an end. You can't depend on intelligence. You can't depend on God. You can only depend on one thing. You need a busload of faith to get by. Watch it, baby. Busload of faith to get by. Busload of faith to get by. Busload of faith to get by. You need a busload of faith to get by. You can't depend on the worst stories happening. You can't depend on a murderous drive. Bet that if you rape somebody, there'll be no trouble having a child. You can bet that if she aborts it, pro-lifers will attack with rage. You depend on the worst always happening. Need a busload of faith to get by. Yeah! Busload of faith to get by. Busload of faith to get by. Busload of faith to get by, baby. Busload of faith to get by. Can't depend on the goodly hearted. Goodly hearted made lampshades and soap. You can't depend on the sacrament. No Father, no Holy Ghost. You can't depend on any churches. Unless there's real estate that you want to buy. Can't depend on a lot of things. You need a busload of faith to get by. What? Busload of faith to get by. 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 You can't depend on no miracle. You can't depend on the air. Can't depend on a wise man. Can't find them because they're not there. Can't depend on cruelty. Crudity of thought and sound. Can't depend on the worst always happening. You need a busload of faith to get by. Huh! Busload of faith to get by. Busload of faith to get by. Busload of faith to get by. Busload of faith to get by.
Chillin' on your mind. Have a drink, take a drive. Go out and see what you can find. If your daddy's rich, take me out for a meal. If your daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a ton or a ton of 25. When the sun goes down, I can make it with my cutie pie. Find a hook.
Summertime.
It's a girl thing.
Summertime. you got chillin' on your mind. Have a drink, take a drive, go out and see what you can find. We say what we want and we say what we need. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go swimming in the sea. We're always happy, lots of living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Chillin' on your mind. Have a drink, take a drive, go out and see what you can find. If your daddy's rich, take me out for a meal. If your daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a ton or a ton of 25. When the sun goes down, I can make it with my cutie pie.
Thank you.
WMFO Medford, like, honestly, you know, it's so crazy that I play all these local bands and they're just so good. The talent around here is unending and it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really, there are so many great bands. I know bands up in Maine that are incredible, and of course, Boston, Providence. Deer Tick, I think, is from Providence. That song we just heard, Bird Mancini, right?
Yeah, but
from
called Some Days.
Yeah,
from their record called Bird Mancini Lounge Rock.
Yeah,
actually, Bird Mancini Lounge Rock is the genre.
That just sounds
there.
So good.
Yeah, 2013, and yeah, they're another one that's going to be here with us on our live day on October 26th.
That'll be great. That'll be number two, right? Live day.
Well, yeah, it will. Yeah, we're going to do it every fall and every spring.
That's going to be great.
It's just, and we're already booking for the spring.
Oh, really?
Because word's getting around.
Yeah. I think it's terrific, you know, because, you know, back in the days with the Boston Phoenix, when, and there were so many ways for local bands to get their names out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not so many these days, you know, college radio for sure. Some indie radio out there, definitely, but
definitely.
It's tough.
I think that was actually a 6-song set. How did we do that?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, a couple of short songs.
All right. Well, just before that, In the Summertime by New Jersey's own Robin Tricker from her record Saltwater Happy. Love to play that. Lou Reed, request for Tom Ruprecht. Jeez, what a great request. I know that Bob Seger just covered that on his latest record. Busload of Faith from his New York CD. And the first two songs, well, actually the second and third, I'm so confused because it's a 6-song set.
Yeah, I know.
Whoever does 6-song sets, that's nuts.
Only here on WMFO.
Anyway, that was a band called Idols and Mercedes Marxist that you requested. That's New Noise, right?
It's brand new. In fact, the album's not even out yet. I think it's out August 2nd.
That was very cool. And the other one that you wanted to hear was from a band called Jack Parrott. Army of Two.
Yeah, so those are two bands. Well, Jack Parrott's really a solo act. Well, he has a band, but Jack Parrott. So those are really two who seem like they're on their way up. And you're probably going to hear those names, I think especially Idols. But Jack Parrott, he's from South Wales, Australia, I guess. And a lot like Oasis, you know, Suede,
yep.
Maybe Supergrass, some of that classic Britpop. And I think he's only 20 or 21 years old. So he's got a future. And as far as Idols, so they're from Bristol, which has a lot of punk bands, a lot of hardcore music.
Bristol, Rhode Island?
Bristol, UK.
Okay.
And they're new. They're fairly new. And I think that song or the album coming out, it's already number 6 on the alternative charts. So they're getting a ton of play with this song. And yeah, I gotta tell you, Paul Driscoll and Michael Morata from station I do. I'm on every now and then, Indy 617. Boy, do they know their music. And that's one of the only stations you're going to hear those songs on. But that could change soon because both bands are really starting to get some traction.
All right, so Idols, IDLES, it's important to note. And Jack Parrott, PERRETT. And we started that set off with the first song, another example of the incredible local bands that are around here. That's If We Go At All, brand new from them called From All Sides. Look for them.
Yeah.
They play out a lot.
I can't say enough about
here.
That song.
It's just great.
That song was just amazing.
It was. You know? I love it.
That should be played all over the country, in my opinion.
I hope it is. I hope it is. Hi, Alex. Like I said, Alex is going to come in here and, talk and play some stuff, too. So that'll
be
very exciting.
When's that?
We don't know yet,
okay.
But we will.
Yeah. I'll be looking forward to hearing that. Hopefully I'm not on a hike or I'll listen later.
Yeah, you can always
on a hike.
Except for now, you're here to talk about food.
Yeah. What's up with that? It's a gorgeous day out and I'm here, but I'm enjoying it. This is great.
Well, this is what you do. Boston Hidden Restaurants, hiddenboston.com.
Yep.
And Boston Restaurant Talk is your blog. And you spend your life eating and then talking about it.
Yeah, not a bad life. And it's amazing I'm not 800 pounds.
That's because you're always hiking.
That's because, exactly. You know, it's the yin and yang or whatever you call that stuff. I don't know what it is.
So you have some really big news about still a celebrity chef. Tell us about that one.
Yeah. Mm. So we have a huge closer to announce, and it came out last night. Babbo Pizzeria, which is on the Seaport District in Boston, Van Pier. It's closing. Buyer before September 15th. And it was opened by Mario Batali and his business partners. And, of course, Mario Batali is he's gone now. You know, he's he got into some major trouble. Yeah. Sexual assault, terrible stuff. I get to meet the guy, and I really liked him, and I felt betrayed when I heard what he really was like. But Babo, that was a huge opening a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. And I saw it in New York, too. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's going to stay open. That's another.
Okay.
So his other partner is going to keep that open, I believe. But the one in Boston is going to close. It's a huge space. The pizza was amazing. But
are they actually still partners?
No, they went their own way. Mm-hmm. They kicked him out. They booted him.
Yeah.
Basically booted him. He walked away, but I think they got... They couldn't... I mean, you can't.
No, you can't.
You know? I mean, the horrible charges. And yeah. Not to get into it too much, but it's, it's a big closing. So
I guess orange Crocs are not going to become the thing.
You know, it's funny. I took a picture of his orange Crocs for Dick Boston.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is such a great picture for Dick Boston. Now, again, I feel dirty. I feel betrayed. Because I liked him. But you just never know people.
You don't.
So, I have some good news.
Okay, good. Hey.
So, what's the hottest area of Boston, or the Boston area? What's the hottest place for dining right now?
South End?
No.
You're setting me up for failure here.
It's Burlington.
Oh.
Of all places.
Burlington, like where the mall is?
I was born in Burlington. Back in the day, Burlington was just pizza joints and sub shops and chains.
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone's moving to Burlington or opening
in
Burlington.
That pizza place... is in the mall now, Pepe's.
Yeah. And we have to go there.
I've yet to go, yeah.
I have gift cards, but we'll talk later.
Okay.
So Shake Shack is coming to the Burlington Mall. And they're coming to the Sears space. And for those who don't know, Shake Shack's from New York. And they do burgers and fries and onion rings and shakes.
And those that don't know Sears, that used to be a big anchor store back when we were children.
Yeah, now Sears is mostly gone.
Yeah.
So they're coming to Burlington Mall. And Earl's is also coming to the Burlington Mall. Earl's is at Assembly Row and the Prue. So it's a Canadian company, Canadian restaurant chain. They do upscale American comfort food.
Okay.
And they're going to be in a big space. It's going to be called the Village at Burlington Mall, which is where Sears Automotive was. And they're creating an outdoor mixed-use development, Market Street, Linfield.
Nice.
And also, Uncle Julio's is going to be in that space. They're an upscale Mexican restaurant from Texas. So they're coming to Burlington. Everyone's coming to Burlington.
I think I will be going to Burlington, too.
I think we'll have to meet up in Burlington. So plenty more news, but those are the big stories right now. As far as a couple of reviews, I got to get back to Monty's Pizza, which you know. We've been there before.
Yeah.
One of the few places on the North Shore or anywhere outside of the South Shore that has bar pizza. And, you know, I didn't realize that their wings are absolutely outstanding, too. So it's not just bar pizza.
Huh.
And
They're definitely, they've been there so long. And all of their stuff is just comfort food. It's really good.
It's comfort food. The people are really nice.
Yeah.
And you go to the bar side. And I call it a Jewish dive bar because it's on the Swampscott Lynn line. My family, you know, my grandparents lived two blocks away. A lot of Jewish people in that area. And when you go in there, you can kind of tell that, you know, a lot of old Jewish guys hang out at the bar and they chat and it's just a fun atmosphere.
What? They shouldn't.
Hey, mazel tov.
Yeah, same
thing. And one more. I got to mention this place and I got to give a tip of the hat to Michael Moxley, who's a restaurant owner. He owns Canary Square. He's owned a few places in Boston. He recommended a place in Hyde Park called Richie's. It's a former pharmacy. It's an old pharmacy space that now is basically a diner. Has the old soda fountain, has the old scale where you get your psychic reading when you step on it. And the pharmacy, the back pharmacy area is now for lottery, so people come in and do their lottery. But you can sit at the counter and you can get really good breakfast. And you look from the outside, you just think, you know, it's a drugstore. And nobody knows. I didn't know about it until a few weeks ago. And Hyde Park is just full of these places, hidden gems everywhere.
Just cool places.
Yeah. So, that's about it for now.
All right, that's all you got then?
That's all I got.
All right.
I got plenty more, but it's getting late.
Yeah, we want to play more music.
Music's good.
I'm so excited. The new noise is from a local guy who was just here with me like 2 weeks ago, Adam Sherman.
Oh, right. I heard somebody.
From Private Lightning, from the Souls.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's got a new record out. Actually, it's an EP, and it's called Sweet Relief. And this is the title track. It's New Noise here at WMFO. Medford.
not the same for you and me. You run, I'm still. The same for you and me. How many times can we say goodbye?
paper to the glue on the letters written to you from the start of the affair to the last kiss we would share. What's with this moment? What's with this feeling? What's with January and the locks on the door? How do I make my escape? How do I find what I'm looking for? Hospitals and lobby lights, truth in all of its disgust. Love was never blind, but I was. Cloudy glass and surface rust, voices I could never trust. Love was never blind, but I was.
WMFO Medford. Oh, I do love that stuff. It's 10:53 in the morning. I'm Mike, here till 11 a.m. I am here with Mark Hurwitz. Hello, Mark Hurwitz.
How are you doing?
I'm just great. How are you? Except I'm kind of sad because we only have about 7 minutes left.
I know. It's kind of like when you order sushi at a restaurant and there's one more piece left and you don't want to eat that piece because you know it's over.
It's just
the
like
same
that.
With the music.
But you know what? We can be happy again because Jane is going to be here for something about the women.
Oh, so we'll
at the top
listening.
Of the hour.
Yeah, I'll be
so
listening for sure.
That's fine. I'm happy now. I don't care.
Yeah. Two more hours of good music and then, of course, 3 hours of music
with Brian and then an hour
Vinny.
Of great music with Vinny.
And it keeps going.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, WMFO Saturday is something good.
Oh, definitely. Sunday, too. You know, I listen Sunday nights. There's some great stuff here on Sunday nights.
People really take it seriously and proudly. I mean, they really do. I'm glad to be associated with it.
Definitely.
So, let's see. Ended that last set with just a great song. I mean, it's like they sound, you can tell what their influences are. I mean, they're just, you know, so awesome. The Red Walls from back in 2007. They had a record called Universal Blues. That's You'll Never Know.
Yeah, it's too bad they're not around anymore.
I know.
Yeah. They were from Illinois. Mm. But they sounded, I mean, that sounded like you can't always get what you want. It sounds like
it's
Stones.
It's so Stones.
Yeah.
And the it's just like, it's just, you have to like, it grabs you and it's just the best.
And you'll never hear that anywhere else.
Just before that, a band called Possum Dixon from 1993's record, Possum Dixon. Watch the Girl Destroy Me. What a great track that is. And who the hell ever heard of that?
I know.
But I've always liked that song. I found it about 2 years ago, I guess, and played it once before. But it's just so much fun. And speaking of so much fun, Nick Lowe, that was an alternative version of So It Goes. It's not the album version.
Right.
That was, you know, definitely different. And they had a lot of members of Rockpile playing on that one. And I love that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't really tell. Is it Nick Lowe? Is it Dave Edmonds? Is it Rockpile?
The answer is yes.
I mean, they're all together in this, you know. It's just great.
It was great.
Stuff.
We loved it. Avett Brothers, just before that, with something that came out in March, Neapolitan Sky. Was that one? Really nice work from them, always.
Mm-hmm. And just that, yeah. Their other song is getting a lot of airplay right now. I forget the name of it, but I guess it's the first or second single, but... it's a great album. It's a really good album. All their albums are so good.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
Yeah.
And Adam Sherman started us off with a new noise. His new EP, the title track, we played Sweet Relief.
Yeah. Oh, what a song.
What
the
a
lyrics.
Song.
Intense.
The lyrics, it's killer. I mean, and he was nice enough to talk about the context of that when he lost his father. It's just kills you.
Yeah.
But he can sing.
Beautiful lyrics, great voice.
It was great. Pleasure to have him here. And he's going to be back here for our live day. He is.
There's so much talent lining up for live day.
He and a cello will be here.
Really?
And a guitar, probably.
Studio C?
I think we're going to do D down there with him because, who knows.
Oh, but this is B, right? We're in Studio B here.
No, this is A.
This is A.
This is fabulous. B is right next to us.
Okay, so D.
And D is down the hall and C is across the hall.
I don't know if I know D. I've been in B and
C. I'll introduce you on the way out.
Okay. We'll hit all the letters.
All right, so 10:56 in the morning. Something about the women with Sue's coming up next. But we've got to go let her in. So until then, can I play one more new noise for the day?
Let's do it.
I really want to. I want to play, you know the band Sonic from Bogota? You know, our friends?
For
all kinds of reasons, confusion with the name when you Google it. Sonic didn't work, so they're now Infinite Sonic. And the good news is they're coming out with new stuff. I think they said in September.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the only copy of this in the USA, believe it or not.
Really?
This is brand new from them. It's called Retrofit. New noise from Infinite Sonic here at WMFO Medford. I call